The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, committed to providing water and wastewater services to customers in portions of 14 counties, and making ongoing investments in water system infrastructure to support safe, reliable service. Learn more at KentuckyAMWater.com. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What is happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
It's one of my favorite weekend events of the year that's happening this weekend. It's on Saturday, and it's the Cold Brew Coffee Festival. We've had it for several years now, and I always love talking about it, and it is one of our biggest markets. It's so exciting. I know that it can be hard to get to because all of the school kids are back in school, and so the weekend activities are starting up, and people don't want to come downtown because of UK and all of that, but it's a really great incentive to come get caffeinated. Cold brew is exactly what it sounds like. Rather than heating up water and then hot extracting the coffee from the grounds, you use a cold process. The water is never hot, and it usually takes a lot longer to extract. That does a couple of things. Some of the flavor compounds in the coffee itself are milder, and then it creates a lot more range of play that if you use slightly warmer water or a slightly different time of exposure, all of these sorts of things the roasters can play with to change the flavor of the final cold brew. We have 15 vendors that are signed up to come. That's more than last year. And so as you go through and get to try different samples or buy full-size drinks from the vendors, you can vote. But we also have a panel of judges that we select that have done this for several years or have some sort of industry connection, and they rate in a blind taste test all of the different coffees and coffee creations, and we award best cold brew, best specialty drink, and then, of course, the people's choice. In the past, a lot of the vendors have come with unique flavor additives. They've come with unique blends or special single origin roasted beans. If you don't love drinking coffee, we'll have vendors that are making things like biscotti that are coffee flavored, and a lot of our bakers are going to be making coffee themed baked goods, so there's a way to enjoy it there. And if you think that caffeine is too much for you, we also have vendors that are serving decaf as well. There's going to be a lot of different options for you. Just enjoy the farmers market and the festive feeling of being in this great atmosphere.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about the Cold Brew Coffee Festival, which is happening this Saturday at the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY.
There's all kinds of different things you can try. If you don't love coffee, we also have people that will be offering tea, and then we have our farmers market that is still going on right alongside that. And then we have an artist market that's having their summer showcase. So there's going to be a lot of activity, a lot of things going on in and around the downtown farmers market area. It's just at the Saturday market, the 5th Third Pavilion in Henry A. Tandy Park. Sunday, we'll still have our full farmers market on Southland, but the Cold Brew Festival is just at that one day in one location.
But you do have coffee vendors at the Sunday market.
Yes, but instead of having 15, we'll just have two.
I'm going to throw one other thing out there simply as a suggestion. If you're looking to use coffee in another interesting way, I like to put it in chili.
Ooh.
And you can use the brewed coffee, or you can, I've actually just thrown the grounds in there sometimes and mixed it in. It may give it a little grit, but it adds a punch to the chili, and it's surprisingly good. That's one of my secret additives.
Well, it's not secret anymore, and that sounds really good. So I'll have to try that out my next chili season.
Do you have any other interesting ways to use coffee?
I like cooking it down sometimes and then making a coffee glaze to go on ice cream. So sort of a reverse affogato. I am such a coffeeholic that it doesn't usually last that long. I'll put it a little bit in chocolate cake because it really helps highlight the chocolate flavor. But in my household, it is brew, consume, and continue on.